unfortunately, with some crime news overnight. WRAL reports Chapel Hill police are investigating a shooting that happened around 3 a.m. on Maxwell Road in the Glen Lennox neighborhood. No more details than that right now, but we will have more as we receive it. Good news and bad news in the fight against COVID-19. Hospitalizations are continuing to trend down, now below 1,500 in North Carolina for the first time in November. On the downside, though, the more contagious UK variant of the virus has now arrived in the Triangle, one case of that confirmed in Durham this week. Still, COVID numbers are trending down across the board, and Governor Roy Cooper has responded with a new executive order easing some restrictions that takes effect at 5 o'clock today. Among other things, UNC will be able to have fans in the Smith Center for their final two home games. More on that when we get to sports. And bars will be able to serve indoors again. More on that, by the way, coming up at 6:30. We'll speak with one bar owner in Chapel Hill. Bar owners got even more good news yesterday as Governor Cooper signed a bill allowing them to put off paying for ABC permits until they're able to fully reopen. They'll also get refunds for any fees they paid last year. Also in Raleigh, civil rights groups have reached a deal with state prison officials to offer early release for at least 3,500 inmates. That's COVID-related, too. It's to reduce the prison population amidst the pandemic. Vaccination efforts are also ramping up in North Carolina with a new vaccine from Johnson & Johnson likely on the way. Speaking at a critical issues forum hosted by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, UNC medical professor David Wohl said the U.S. might reach herd immunity by mid to late summer, though of course that's still later than he'd like to see.
At the current pace of about 1.5 to 2 million vaccinations a day in the United States, given the immunity that people have just because they've been infected, because a lot of folks have been infected in our country, right? So over 20 million. So those people may be very well immunized, if you will, or protected. When you add on top of that people who are vaccinated, we think we might get to that community protection, or that community immunity threshold, somewhere around probably July. And about 100,000 people, though, from now until then, will likely die from COVID-19. If you increase the supply of vaccination so that those curves go up, and Dr. Stewart gets 2,000 doses a week and we get 5,000 doses a week, what we'll start to see is that threshold gets moved over to the left, where we start to see earlier community protection or community immunity, where maybe now we can save 10,000 lives. And if you go even further and really be aggressive, 5 million doses, now this is aspirational, but 5 million doses a day, we may reach that threshold in April and save another 10,000 lives on top of that, so 20,000 people. So this is really important. The supply issue is not just a headache for people like Dr. Stewart and myself and others who run vaccine centers. It's a matter of life and death for our community. We need to do everything we can to support this and do it equitably.
That's Dr. David Wohl of UNC speaking there. K-12 teachers and staff are now officially eligible for the vaccine, though supplies are still extremely limited. In Orange County, officials are advising residents to look in other counties besides their own for opportunities to get their shot. 97.9 The Hill's Al Karras with more on that.
The Orange County Health Department is now able to vaccinate healthcare workers under Group 1, those 65 and older under Group 2, and educators and school personnel under Group 3. With an estimated 240,000 more North Carolinians now eligible to receive their COVID-19 vaccine under the initial phase of Group 3, Director of the Orange County Health Department, Quintana Stewart, said residents should look beyond their own county to get vaccinated.
If it is feasible and folks are able to, you know, go next door to another county because they have vaccine and an appointment, then it's okay. You can go. There's no barriers to county residents with vaccination.
North Carolina only receives 150,000 first doses of COVID-19 vaccine each week. Of this allotment, the Orange County Health Department expects to receive only 500 doses per week for the next 3 weeks. Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Penny Rich, said while the county receives a very limited supply of vaccine, other providers, such as Hillsborough Pharmacy and Piedmont Health, are actively searching for people to register to get their shot.
Meanwhile, the health department has a long waiting list. We have thousands of people on the waiting list, but that's because we started so early, you know, right at the beginning when the vaccines were being announced and being distributed. Now that these other providers have come online, they don't have the waiting list that we do, so they have spaces and people can make appointments, and they're looking for people.
As of February 22nd, 2 days prior to educators becoming eligible, more than 10,300 people were on the Orange County Health Department's vaccine wait list. While the county does have a long line of eligible residents waiting to be vaccinated, Stewart said that number is dropping drastically each day. The health department was recently able to remove 8,000 people from its wait list after those residents had found their shot somewhere else.
So as folks find open slots in vaccine, they are going, they're getting their vaccine, and then they're communicating with us and we can pull them off the list. I'm encouraged. I think we'll get through our wait list sooner rather than later. It still take a couple weeks, but I'm confident we're going to be able to supply vaccine to those that really want it.
County health officials are now advising residents to remove themselves from any and all wait lists if and when they are vaccinated at another location.
So it is so important. Please communicate and get off those wait lists. Otherwise, we spend time and effort when we get the vaccine. We're calling you and we're trying to offer you an appointment, and we could have moved on and got with someone else. So yes, please let folks know when you need to come off a wait list.
As of Thursday, 2.2 million people in North Carolina have been vaccinated. In Orange County, 18% of residents have received their first dose. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
Staying local, the Herald Sun reports the Chapel Hill Town Council will need one more vote next month on a controversial plan to build a large self-storage facility on MLK Boulevard. Council members have been generally displeased with the proposal. Might be an understatement there, but a majority may approve it anyway in order to protect a nearby mobile home park that the developer might otherwise tear down. That council is set to vote on March 10th. And local water officials are reminding residents that your drinking water may taste and smell a little different next month. This is an annual thing, and it happens every March. Owassa and the town of Hillsboro both use a combination of chlorine and ammonia to disinfect the drinking water throughout the year, but state law requires them to use just chlorine for 1 month instead. The water will be equally safe to drink, but if you're not a fan of the taste, Owassa officials say you can boil the water, add some lemon, or just leave it in the fridge for a while. But first, sports, brought to you this hour by CIMG Residential Mortgage. Biggest sports news today is off the field, where UNC will be welcoming fans back to the stands for the rest of the spring season. Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham made the announcement yesterday following Governor Cooper's latest executive order. That order allows a 15% capacity in large indoor venues for the Smith Center. That's about 3,200 people. UNC men's basketball has two home games left, including tomorrow against Florida State, and of course a pretty important Duke game down the road. Cunningham says 75% of those seats will be reserved for UNC students via a lottery, and the rest will be reserved for the families of athletes and coaches. UNC healthcare workers will get some tickets too, and a small number of donors. No tickets will be available for general sale for UNC games, but if you are looking for basketball tickets, the ACC will be selling a limited number for the upcoming men's and women's basketball tournaments next month. Also beginning today, tickets will be on sale for Tar Heel baseball and men's and women's lacrosse. Tar Heel soccer tickets will go on sale next week. Other UNC sports will also welcome fans too, including field hockey, softball, volleyball, gymnastics, and tennis. Attendance will be limited at all venues, and fans will, of course, have to mask up and sit at least 6 feet apart. That's not changing. That Florida State game tips off tomorrow at 4, by the way, and we'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, beginning at 2:30 with Countdown to Tip-Off. That's off the court. On the court, there was a lot of action, too, as UNC women's basketball last night rolled over Georgia Tech 84-59. Senior night for the Tar Heels, but it was a freshman who led the way, Deja Kelly, with 22 points. UNC men's soccer fell at home to Liberty 1-0 in the Tar Heels' first game of the spring season, and UNC baseball remained unbeaten yesterday with a 3-2 home win over number 12 Virginia, game one of a three-game series there. Starting pitcher Austin Love gave up just one run in seven innings. He's already having a great year. And Justice Thompson started at the plate, 3-for-4 at bat with a home run and two RBIs. Game two is today at 3:30. Worth noting, by the way, the umpiring crew for this series, Linus Baker, Damian Beal, Greg Street, and Randy Watkins. All four are African-American, and incredibly, that is the first all-black umpiring crew ever in any of the Power Five conferences. It's also never happened in the major leagues either, so a little bit late for this to be a milestone in 2021, but it is in fact a milestone at Bosch Amher Stadium this weekend. Later today, UNC softball has a doubleheader against Troy on the road in Alabama. That begins at noon. Tar Heel men's tennis also on the road, facing Clemson at 2:30. The women's tennis team is at home, hosting Louisville at 3. And the top-ranked Tar Heel women's lacrosse team is back in action tonight at 6, hosting number 11 Duke in a battle of two unbeaten. Should be a good one this evening. Hope the rain holds off. Finally, another loss last night for the Carolina Hurricanes, 3-1 at Tampa Bay. That's now 3 in a row for the Canes, and they'll try to get back on track tomorrow night, also on the road at Florida.